It's Tuesday the 8th of September, and Vance and I have just had the most brilliant experience. Well, I think it was probably brilliant more for me than it was for him. He's getting his brilliant experience now in a Kong with a little bit of camembert in the middle of it as a really special treat. I've just done my first walk in the dark. I set out for Waitrose about an hour ago in twilight. It was starting to get dark. I probably would have needed a cane then, needed to use a long cane then properly anyway. It was definitely dark when we came out, and he was brilliant, absolutely superb. I cannot praise him enough. It really is quite amazing, humbling, what an animal like this can do for me, for other people like me. It's one thing how I got about in the light before this, where I have a reasonable amount of sight, and tend to use it. I say reasonable for somebody who's registered blind anyway, and certainly having the dog has made it a lot quicker and safer so far getting around, and it's already shown me where I was perhaps missing sight, where I would have been cautious in some areas, and he's been able to find the way through really easily. But at night, it's been a whole different kettle of fish. It's almost indescribable in some ways. Thrashing a cane about to walking with complete dignity, arm at my side, dog panting slowly away next to me, well, quite quickly now. It's just absolutely superb. Didn't walk into a single obstacle or person. We found the way, and no waving a silly piece of plastic about in front of me. Absolutely brilliant. So there we go. Vance and I are obviously enjoying a bit of work this week, and then on Thursday and Friday we're going up to London, and we had planned to do a nighttime walk with Delia. However, I decided in the end that because when Delia's around, Vance tends to act differently, I wanted to build my confidence up with him on my own doing it. And this seemed like the right way to do it. Walk in one direction when I've got a little bit of sight at twilight, and a walk back where I had nothing apart from the street lights. This is why I've got a guide dog. It's absolutely amazing. I really have difficulty in putting it into words. I'd only wish that you could have been there then. I was just walking along with a great big smile on my face, that for the first time being able to walk in the dark, without the aid of somebody else or without having a cane, and as I said, walking with dignity. It's truly brilliant. So here's thank you to Vance. He's still enjoying his Kong here.